Welcome to Rotary. This time around we have the lovely Steve Boddicker.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Steve. Good. And we have two guests today. We're going to start with guest number one, though, John Skeen, who certainly not a stranger to the radio. Hello, John.
This is just a flying visit.
Excuse
the pun.
For those who don't know, aviation past and present, John puts that show together for us as well. And you do a magnificent newsletter. I've gone off topic already. Sorry, everybody.
That's all right.
So welcome, gents. Cool. What's happening with, why is John in here today?
Yeah, so Rotary's got a bit of a focus on youth at this end of the year. There's a couple of things going on. There's the Rotary, or the National Summer Science and Technology Forum in Auckland, and all Rotary clubs around New Zealand have been in the midst of selecting candidates to go to that. So John's going to talk about the two candidates we selected for Waikanae Rotary to put forward, and they both made it through to the final cut, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, which Josie Adlam is going to come and talk to us. Kapiti Club has picked up running that event, and that's for sort of 18 to 24-year-olds, leaders in business who might be nominated by their business managers or their business owners. Josie's going to talk about that. So there's quite a lot of youth-oriented stuff, leadership-y kind of stuff happening at this time of year for Rotary.
Yeah, which is super important anyway, isn't it?
Mm,
getting the youth involved, but also it's just some great kids around in this region that are just so smart and eager to do stuff.
I know, and I don't know about you, but I went to college last century and these kind of opportunities didn't exist when I went to college. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So the Summer Science Forum is a program aimed at high-achieving, well-rounded science, math and technology students that are in Year 12, and they're going to be returning to Year 13, and they're planning to study science or technology subjects at a tertiary level.
Okay.
It's a fully residential program, runs for about 2 weeks, and it's at the AIT in Auckland. At the end of the forum, the outcome is that they have a better understanding of where they might go with their science skills and where they might want to see themselves going, which is not as, like, because there are so many choices for kids these days, it's not as easy as it sounds to know that, you know, when I went to college, I was going to do economics because I like my economics teacher. You know,
right.
It's not that simple anymore.
No.
So it also, it just provides an opportunity for these high-performing students to be among very much like-minded people.
Okay.
And which is really important because quite often we find that when the students come back and give feedback, one of the things they say is that it's really good to be around people, intelligent people, who and they don't have to dumb themselves down to fit into a college society, especially girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, really struggle with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So John's going to talk about, it's the first time he's been involved in the process and he had the interviews, and just going to give us a little bit of insight to our two candidates.
As Steve has said, I was invited to join Mr. Richard Campbell as the other interviewing person, and we had the amazing experience of interviewing Ella and Estelle for this summer science program. And I believe that we certainly couldn't pick between them when we put both of them forward.
Okay.
And I think they've both been chosen, so good stuff. Ella was the first candidate to be interviewed, and she presented really well. Her head of department spoke very highly of her, and the high expectations she has for herself, which came through. Ella answered our questions in a thoughtful and knowledgeable manner that really impressed us both.
Hmm, cool. And Estelle?
Estelle, completely different natured lady.
Good.
But very determined. She was so good, she actually earned the money to pay for her side of the process, if you like.
Yeah, it's not insignificant. It's like $760
or something. And she worked her heart out in a kitchen somewhere, and so she was self-funded.
Hmm.
Her bio was quite revealing, and she certainly knows where she wants to go.
Good.
And if successful, the opportunity to attend the forum will be a great assistance in pushing herself forward.
Yeah.
Just an amazing lady. And she plays the violin like you wouldn't believe.
Ah.
She's part of the orchestra as well, so she's got talents in all directions.
It's a small world, Catherine, because Estelle is Estelle Thackeray and Ella Wingate, and Estelle used to live in front of my in-law's house in Waikanae.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Small
no
world
bias
here.
Shown whatsoever.
No, no, none at all. No, you're very fair. I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, would you, I mean, how did you find the process? And would you, did it give you a bit of an insight as to how, you know, in students these days and what they think and what they do? And
well, it's a long time since I went to school. I just got the impression that they were head and shoulders above a lot of the others.
Yes. Yes.
And I picked up your comment about the previous people had enjoyed being with their peers.
Yes, yes, that's true.
So I don't want to use the term that they had to sort of bring themselves down a bit to talk to the other people.
Yeah.
But they were certainly head and shoulders above.
Yeah, that's some feedback.
And they didn't interview together, so there was they were separate. The other girl was outside, so they didn't hear each other's answers. So.
Cool.
And it was interesting to be with Richard as well, because he's a man of great experience in the school area, and he was impressed with him as well.
Richard Campbell is a member of our club, and he's the former principal of Parapara Umu College. He was the principal for something like 27 years.
Okay.
And we've really got that connection back into the college through him. And just want to give a shout out to Catherine Laurie, his former EA, who is now the EA for the new principal. She does a lot of the legwork in terms of coordinating and organising and stuff like that. So thank you very much, Catherine.
The other Catherine, not me. I've done nothing.
No.
You're running the show.
Well, yeah. I've done nothing with regards to these fabulous science forums.
Yep.
Levin Rotary has also got a student that was successful, a young guy called Cole Campbell, and he's going to Waiapehu College, and his whānau and the college are really pleased that he's gained an entry to the forum. Didn't hear anything back from Kapiti. I don't know, Josie, whether you know whether there's any students going.
I know we have that in the works, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, there is some for that science and technology forum. It's really popular, and previous years it's been amazing in helping those young people get their direction for their career. It's been amazing.
I always love hearing from them when they come back and how much they've changed and what it means for them, and the fact that they've had to get up and do some public speaking, and they have things, they cover topics like ethics in science, you know, just sort of big picture stuff.
I had the pleasure of attending the feedback sessions earlier in the year. Two young ladies again who came back completely really assured of the way they were going was the right way for them.
That's brilliant.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yep.
It's often the way, you just need some direction, otherwise you're just floundering around. It's really great feedback. Awesome opportunity for these young people.
Count me in for the next feedback session.
All right, John, we'll do. And we've got Josie here. So Josie's part of the Kapiti Club Organising Committee for RILA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. So this is the second year that Kapiti's run it, and it's up there at Forest Lakes from the 24th to the 28th of January. Josie's here to tell us a lot about RILA.
Thanks for that, Steve. Yeah, we're really excited to be taking it on the second year. Obviously, you get some learnings when you're transforming a program from the Hutt Valley over to Kapiti, whereas we work to find local events and showcase local and give people the experience. You know, when I look at the focus for that, this is 18 to 24-year-olds with leadership potential. It doesn't just mean the college age. We do get some coming out, you know, years probably 12, 13. But it's also people that are in the workforce, might be apprentices, might be just people in a retail environment where they've got some good leadership potential. And it's so exciting to think about the program. We do keep a little bit of the program secret squirrel, just because that look of surprise on the participants as they show up and they're like, I have no idea what to expect. But the outcomes that we focus on in terms of improving their confidence, working through teamwork, their leadership potential, it's really exciting. The whole team gets involved in setting up the program, and we're right in the thick of it.
That's fantastic. And it's a live-in program for a week, right? And the cost is about $1,100. You have to go through a Rotary Club to get nominated, and generally the Rotary Clubs come to the party with part sponsorship or...
Yep.
if they can. Yeah. So
Young people can go straight on to our RILA 9940 website. They can go directly, and then we can approach a club about sponsoring them. They can have that engagement. So we're not limiting it to Rotary clubs hunting it out, but obviously that makes it so much easier. You know, historically we've had a lot of clubs saying, oh, who do we have in our friends and family in our club? And that's all well and great. Mm. But we're really encouraging clubs to stretch out and reach into their community to find other people, because that's also a great chance to get connected into our community, find new members for a club, and be able to showcase some of the best of what Rotary can offer.
And they have some sensational speakers. I know my own son went along a few years ago, and he was just blown away by the kind of people that come along and talk to them, and the activities as well, and the impact on the people who are there. So there were quite a few. One in particular story stuck with me, and I've told it a few times, about a young guy who was sort of at the fork in life. Family was sort of involved with gangs and stuff like that, and he'd been nominated by a Rotary club that saw some, and an employer that saw potential in him, and hopefully as a result of RILA he chose the right fork, because it can be that impactful for people.
It certainly can. And you know, last year when you meet the candidates as they start their journey and they're a little bit unsure, not sure where to go to, and as they come out of it, that whole moment of realizing that throughout this entire week, they've been given a message of belief in your potential. Mm. And, you know, for some people, when they haven't had that, or they've been a little bit insecure, because we're all vulnerable at those young ages, and still can be even at older ages, mm. you know, that moment of, wow, somebody really believes I've got potential, and I've been inspired, I've seen different opportunities, I've worked with people around me, young people my own age, who are going through the same experience, and now I have a network of people to lean on for life. You know, it's not just about the business side of things. Yeah, they'll go on in different careers, but we've shared this experience. And this is someone who's my connection, that knows what stage I was at in that young point in life, that I was going through that same journey of really wanting to grow my potential, and we all came out on the other side really bonded. It's amazing.
Mm. So when do applications close? When do you sort of closing your applications for this?
Yeah, we really try and get enough applications in before Christmas. Obviously, that gets distracting, mm. and it makes it easier for the organization and for the venue as well. We're right in the thick of getting the applications qualified at the moment, and still seeking more, obviously. Okay. And we just ask people, especially if you're local, think outside your local. This is the lower half of the North Island, you know, from Taranaki over to, you know, in through the Manawatu, down through Wellington. So, you know, if you've got connections there, just encourage those young people to apply. It just doesn't have to be Kapiti. We can find them a club to host them, to yes. sponsor them. We just want the right people, the right mix of people, and the diversity to create that great experience, because it's all the participants together, along with the amazing team behind the scenes that's creating this program and delivering this program that delivers that outcome for the young people.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Can I ask how many youth attend this, or potential to attend?
Yeah, we could probably take up to 40. We usually have probably like mid-30s onto that.
Wow, that's a good number.
It is. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's like you said, you've got this network of people that have gone through. You connect to some of them on a personal level, but now you know people and see. When others see your potential, when you see someone grow in another area, you think, I can do that too. So it's, you know, that type of experience with a group like that is amazing.
And do they form bonds with each other?
Yes, totally. Yes. And I work with a few businesses that have sent their some of their staff through it, and just they couldn't believe the change in the person, you know, the confidence that grew. Yeah, they can learn their technical skills at work, but you can't learn that belief in yourself, your ability to draw out and have a growth mindset and be able to adapt that and be inspired every day on what you can achieve with your potential.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So good.
Bit of an alumni going, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. A little bit of news from around the clubs. Waikanae has secured some funding for our Ngā Manu education program, which is really cool. So that's for 2024. That program is sort of being locked in as a regular now for Paraparaumu College, and we're looking to expand it a little bit more, hopefully Kapiti College. We'll see how that goes, but certainly for next year we've got the funding because our very small Waikanae Rotary is quite small and we couldn't manage it on our own on an ongoing basis. We've also supported our two local schools, Waikanae and Kapanui, with annual prize-giving donations, and we also have Paraparaumu College prize-giving and also a scholarship that we give to a student to help with covering costs of tertiary education because it's really expensive. So that's cool. And Levin Club, Alice and Rushbrook up there in Levin, they meet on a Tuesday at 5:45 at the Levin RSA in Bristol Street. And their exciting news is that they've got the miniature train in the Adventure Park is now under their control. They started up on Labour weekend, and Rotary is now fully responsible for running this community initiative, and all the proceeds go back to the Council for Future Park Development, which is really cool. But it's a bit like the Lions that run the train in Taupo, right? You know, it's a similar sort of thing. And on the 24th, they had a sort of combined services dinner with other local support groups, including Lions and Altrusa, and it just brought the community groups together. Just have a bit of an understanding about what they're all doing and how they're touching people in the community. And there was raffles, and all of that was going towards Polio Plus, which is a worldwide initiative that Rotary runs. I think there's only two countries left in the world where there's no polio. It hasn't been eradicated. Afghanistan's one, and I can't remember the other one, but anyway.
Gee, it would be nice to get that completely gone, wouldn't it? That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's
great work.
Yeah, and they do the inoculations not just for polio but for a couple of other diseases as well.
Yeah.
And finally, Levin do good work with their Meals on Wheels roster, so that's really cool.
There's something that you didn't mention before that I'm pretty sure you wanted to talk about was the Starlight Kapiti.
Oh, yeah.
And your Christmas gifts for people.
Yes. So,
because it can be a tricky time of year, Christmas.
It can be. Mm. And so Starlight was started by a lady called Kathy Simpson up in Palmerston North. Through her own personal experiences, which is a really powerful story. If you're looking for someone to interview, you should interview her.
Okay.
So Starlight's focus is just to provide some of the comforts of home, a little bit of niceness in the Christmas season for people who end up in a facility like a hospital or what have you that have some mental challenges, for example, but are generally on their own at those times. So they've got gift packs, and they've also got sort of personal hygiene packs and stuff like that that they do each year. And that number of packs that they is just growing. So the Palmerston North one has spawned a Kapiti one. So there's a lady called Teresa who goes to the local Baptist church here in Waikanae, and she's the driving force behind Starlight Kapiti, and she looks at the sort of the lower end of the North Island. And it's all volunteer, relies on funding from people like Rotary and Baptist Op Shop and a few other places like that. But just an awesome service to people who are at a pretty low point, you know.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah, to turn up on the doorstep of a hospital or to be taken. Mm. Pretty low point in their life. So hopefully that brings a bit of joy.
I'm sure it would. That is extraordinary, because it can be even for those of us who potentially are having a what you'd call a normal life, Christmas can even be a bit taxing and depressing. So if you've also got these additional challenges and you're potentially ending up on your own, that's a pretty sad time for them. So I had no idea. I've never heard of that before. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Great work.
Yeah, just someone had motivation and the drive from my own personal experience, and it's just grown, and it's good. It's good.
Well done. Great job. What a great stories you guys have brought in for us today.
Thank you.
Amazing. Well, they're always good, but these are incredible that you're putting all this work and effort into young people, because they're our future, aren't they? Mm. Science is the future.
AI.
Yeah. Well, you need people to run it too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen the Terminator movies?
But they're not real, Steve.
But they're not real. Oh, damn it.
Oh, no, we need science. It's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming in today. We have John Skeen, Josie Adlam, and, of course, Steve Bodica from Rotary.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.